Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast with me, Maya Fisher-French.
And with me, Mapalo Maku.
Each week, we'll be discussing the stories we're working on and which you can read more about in the City Press. Welcome to everybody who's listening from lockdown. Possibly we will have a really captive audience right now. That is the one upside of lockdown. But Mapalo, I'm sure like me, you are feeling quite afraid right now, quite tense. And yeah, this is not an easy space for us.
Maya, if I were to tell you my anxiety levels, you would not believe it. You will definitely not believe it. You know, I consider myself as someone very optimistic and I always try to stay zen, right? But in this past week, my anxiety and stress levels have manifested in very, very, very different ways. I've had a stomach back, I've had back pain, and to the point where my husband said, you know what, I think you're stressed out, but you just haven't said and really said, okay, you know what, this situation is scaring me. How do I make sure I cope? So I think we are all really feeling overwhelmed at the moment.
Absolutely. And I think it's such a valid point that you've said. And I think it is okay to talk about our fears. And just to say, because I can see the heat growing on social media. I mean, I was saying to Mapalo just now, I just put out something about what, you know, just be careful about taking the payment holiday, which we will talk about on the podcast, because there are consequences and people are just angry. They're angry at the banks, they're angry at the insurance, they're angry at the world. And there's just so much anger out there and we're absorbing it on social media. Maybe I certainly am trying to take, and I will take after we've recorded this podcast, a little bit of a break from social media. I'm going to try and put facts out there. But guys, you know, we've got to dial back the anger and maybe just, and I don't know how this anger is going to be contained in households over the next 21 days. So I think there's a lot to it, but let's also recognize that we're under the stress and just, you know, yeah, like you said, maybe being zen's one thing and obviously try and stay calm, but also just acknowledge that this is a very, very challenging time for all of us.
Yes. And I mean, we have never been through a situation like this. So it definitely is understandable that you will be stressed, you will feel anxious. But I think the starting point for me in my 2 cents of experience in this past week has been set to say, let me reflect and realize that actually I am going through something right now. How am I going to deal with that emotion? Because I can realize it's there. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling stressed. We are freelancers. Our income has been cut. All of these things, just scared about the virus itself. But I have acknowledged and that has made me much, much better because I was almost paralyzed, actually, Maya. I was just paralyzed. I didn't want to do anything. I couldn't do any work. I couldn't do anything in this past 3 days. But I think after having acknowledged that and spoke about my feelings with my husband and said, you know what, I'm actually terrified right now. It made things better because I could put things into perspective as I spoke about them.
Oh, that's extremely good advice. You see, this is not just a podcast about money. It's also about your emotions.
Yes, which we're getting to, because I think also people really want to find out how is this impacting their finances? Because one way or another, it is going to impact your finances, whether for good, but for most people, for most of us, it will negatively impact our finances. And that's what you wrote about, Maya.
Yeah, so I've really done a huge takeout in City Press. I've been working on it all week. And that's just to try and unpack all of this, to try and give people as much information in one place about what is happening, what relief there is, what there isn't. But Mapalo, what I thought I wanted to kick off with, before we go into, we are going to unpack it. We're going to unpack what the banks are saying, what the insurers are saying, you know, what you can do about it if you're facing a financial difficulty. But I want to start off with, there's actually a lot of people who are not facing financial difficulty. There are people who work for corporates. There are people who, all government employees, all of people who actually are not, and they're going to be sitting at home for 21 days, not spending money. There's a huge opportunity here, people. And that's the key thing.
That's the thing, Maya. So there is definitely, for me, for those who are not impacted, I think it's so, so important to realize that use this time to take advantage of it, because you're not eating out. There's no petrol that you're spending. What else is impacted?
Well, there's not that impulse spending, you know, going to the shopping mall. There's none of that. Yes. Maybe your hand sanitizer bill's gone up, but probably not. But actually, all that kind of spending that we do, and I think, well, transport's a really big one, obviously. You may still be paying the car finance, but you're not paying the petrol. So there's going to be a little bit, just those day-to-day spending things that we're unconscious about, those are gone because we can't do them. So I think for me, everyone always says, oh, I never get time. By the way, we've been given time, 21 days. Here we go. So all those articles Muffalo and I have done, all those podcasts we've spoken on about budgeting, look them up and start a budget. Actually, Muffalo, you put together a budget template, which is actually on the Money Makeover website as well on City Press and on the Money Makeover page, Facebook page.
So people can go download it and start, with their budgeting, because we've always said we don't have time to, look into your finances because we live such busy lives. I think right now is a perfect time not only to reflect, but to say, okay, how do I take care of my finances? How do I really get this budgeting thing going on?
Exactly. And the other thing that I thought, and I actually put up the video this week, was on the Life book. So the other one is getting your paperwork together. So it's not just the budgeting and starting to actually record a budget for the first time. It's also about all those pieces of paper or emails that are sitting in your inbox about your policies and your investment in policies and your insurance policies that are just everywhere, all over the house, all over your computer. Now's the time to create a file and actually put it all together so you know where everything is.
Yes, I absolutely love that idea, Maya, because throughout, we take out different policies, you add to this investment. So I think now it's time to sort of sit back and reconcile all your financial life, actually. I think it's time to put your financial life together. The policies, the investments, the short-term insurance, the budget, all of those things, because I think having all your stuff in one place just gives you peace of mind, and also just your family knows what's where, and your will as well.
Yes, getting that will is very important.
And by the way, if you are stuck at home and you want to write up a will, and say it's a simple will, you can download them and you can quickly sign them, because who knows, if you do get the virus, I'm not saying, but this is maybe a good time.
That's not
good. Sorry. Okay, we won't. Sorry. But people, let's hear it. We need to be real about this, okay? So make sure you have a will in place as well whilst you're doing the paperwork. But I must tell you, I wrote about this a while ago when I did my, I call it a life book. And I got all my documentation together. And I also put together a spreadsheet. And you and I have spoken about the spreadsheet as part of our net worth podcasts, where you write down everything that you've got invested. You also write down all your policies and that, but all the things that you've got invested. And, I had that where I came across a piece of paper that reminded me that I had a pension from a couple of companies ago that I'd put in a preservation fund that I'd forgotten about. And suddenly I discovered I had 120,000 Rand I didn't know about. So sometimes that admin exactly is quite nice. You may, this whole 21 days could become quite positive. You could find little pockets of money that you did not know you had.
Oh no, that is brilliant. I definitely know that I don't have any 120,000 lying around somewhere. So
just worth a try.
But I definitely think it's a good time to do that. But Maya, now let's get to what is concerning people at the moment. What are banks saying?
Ooh, yeah.
So this one is a difficult one, but we need to get to it and give people the correct information, because there's so much heated emotions out there. What does this holiday, payment holiday mean?
Okay, so what is actually happening right now? We're obviously recording this. You may be listening to it on Friday. It's 4 o'clock, half past four on Thursday afternoon. So I don't know what's going to change between now and tomorrow when you're listening to this podcast. But I have literally been on the bank calls to the banks and the insurance companies all week. I can tell you that they have all been in meetings. So the banks have all got together as banks, as an entire industry, to look at the various options. So what I can tell you that most likely they're going to be payment holiday options. So what that means, okay, we still need to see, are they going to, but what I can tell you, because no other bank in the world has done this, so I can tell you our banks will not be cancelling your interest, because no other bank in the world has. Their bank holidays all over the world. We can just have to look at what's happening overseas. What they're doing is they're simply saying you do not have to pay for X amount of months, maybe 3 months. I don't know what the agreement will be. But at the end of that period, you'll obviously have to start repaying. And what will most likely happen, so say, for example, on a mortgage, say your repayment on a R1 million loan was R10,000 a month, you'll get the payment holiday of R30,000 over those 3 months. And that, but your repayment will increase. So it may go to R10,300 a month, for example, so that you're not landing up taking that R30,000 a lump sum and extending the time period to beyond that. Just to give you an idea, if you take a 3 month holiday and you capitalize that interest and you leave it to compound, in other words, you don't increase your installment after that, you add 2 years to your home loan.
Two whole years.
2 years.
Just for 3 months worth of a payment holiday. Mm. That is insane.
Exactly. So those are so obviously the banks are trying to come up with packages that aren't going to result in that happening. So I'm still waiting to hear the details, but that's the feeling I'm getting from the people I'm talking to at the moment, off the record, of course. They all talk off the record because they can't make announcements yet. But guys, what I want to say is can pay your bond and you can pay your stuff. Just keep paying it. Don't think this is, oh, great, I've got an opportunity here, because it is not a freebie. It will not be a freebie. And people can get as angry as they want, and they have on social media, about how evil the banks are. At the end of the day, we have to keep, the banks have to stay solvent. They have to pay all those depositors and those pensioners who are relying on their interest income. They are not going to turn around and say to you, don't have to pay interest back on the money that we have lent you. That is not going to happen. You can be as angry as you want about it. Not going to happen.
Yeah. And for I think also really let us stress, if you are able to pay and your income is not impacted, please pay your bills as normal. Pay your bills as normal.
That's absolutely. Don't think of this as
the time to say, okay, well, everyone is not paying their stuff, I need a break as well. No, continue paying as normal. For those who are impacted, it is an option, but it does have repercussions.
I must just mention, though, at this point in time, Standard Bank did come out on student loans, and they did say that they would receive a payment holiday at zero interest and zero fees. So that is one where they have on the student loans, it looks like they are giving student loans a little bit of a discount, but I don't know if we're going to see the same on home loans and credit cards. So Standard Bank specifically came out and actually did a blanket payment holiday for small businesses. So if you're a small business with Standard Bank, your credit card, your overdraft, your business loans, and if you say you have a mortgage in your business's name, you will get this payment holiday. If you don't need the payment holiday, contact Standard Bank, please, because it's going to be automatic.
And also, I think it's also very important that if you are impacted, don't wait for your debit orders to go off. Speak to your bank immediately. Take action and don't wait for it to roll into a big mess, but be proactive and call them.
So I must tell you, last year's Money Makeover candidate, Tamsin, I've obviously been keeping in touch with all of our candidates this year and last year's, and she told me that she's self-employed. She's had a huge knock to her income, and the bank gave her a premium, a repayment holiday for both her car and her home. She submitted the documents. She spoke to them and they said, because you are a good payer. And I think that's also going to come home. All of these things that you've done right in preparation for the bad is going to pay off. So if you kept up your payments, you're a good payer, you've got a good credit, a payment record with the bank, they can see that you're a good customer, you're going to get a lot more breaks than somebody perhaps who hasn't been.
Yeah. So it definitely does help that, you know, do the right things. Do the right things, because you never know. We are in a crisis we never saw coming. And that behavior will put you into a good stead rather than when you were just not doing the right stuff.
And I also just want to make a point that if you are in a position where everything's just gone pear-shaped and you're for some people, it's that they're not going to earn an income for 3 weeks. For other people, it could be that their business has now gone under. I mean, there were so many marginal businesses anyway because of our economy. If you are in a position where you cannot pay back your debt, this is not about a debt holiday, is not going to do anything, then you do need a debt review. And we have spoken about that in previous podcasts, but also face the facts now. Don't just, like Mapulo said, just stop paying.
And what about insurance, Maya? How is this going to impact all our insurance? Is there any insurance that we can use right now?
Is any insurance we can use? No, no. So I've again, I have people, I can tell you, I've been out there championing your cause. I have spoken to the associations. I've spoken to almost all the insurers saying, guys, if you've got someone, especially self-employed people who just cannot pay, what can you do for them? So I want to give you a little bit of, I've had a lot of off-the-record conversations, a lot of on-the-record conversations. We, again, the industry itself is about to make an announcement. It sounds like to me, because I keep getting messages saying, can you give us till tomorrow? Because we're putting something together. So again, please, listen out and follow Mapalo and I on our social media. We'll keep you informed. But one thing that came out straight away is My Way in insurance. They do short-term insurance. They came out and said, well, guess what? You're not going to be driving your car for the next 3 weeks. We're going to give you a 10% premium discount automatically on your cover. You don't have to do anything about it. It's just going to be cut off. Naked app. Naked is the is an app based insurer. They're reminding everybody that if you're not driving your car, you just simply touch a button on the app and your your premium halves. You're still covered for theft and other things, but you're just not covered for driving. And so there are, the insurers seem to be coming to the party. I've also said to the insurers, what happens if someone can't keep their payments up? I mean, the last thing you need now is you can't pay your car insurance and you have a massive loss. And they've said, just please contact us. So I think it is very, very much about contact them, have the conversation.
Because they will look at everything on an individual basis.
Yeah, there is no way they can make blanket statements. They just can't. Because you must remember, they are sitting with a massive risk right now. If there's a massive, people said to me, oh, but 10% is nothing. They should be cutting more. They've got no risk now. Well, actually, let's be honest here. There's a massive social unrest risk rising now over the next 3 weeks. They don't know what they're going to be paying out for shop damages, for a lot of things that could go wrong. So we need to understand that insurers also stand in those places, and they're insuring for a lot of those kind of events that could happen. The life industry, really, your cover's there if you get the virus. I mean, it doesn't pay out if you can't work for 3 weeks because your company's closed down or your business isn't getting business. But this is actually probably one that you also really need to be keeping in place. Things, your hospital covers, your gap covers, because...
They cover it under Tread Disease now.
So not under Dread Disease. It is under, I'm still waiting. I don't think they've updated a virus. The virus itself wouldn't be considered under Dread Disease unless you perhaps got a secondary thing. So as a result, you got some kind of long-term lung problem. But it would cover you under income protection if you were unable to work because of the virus. Okay. So it
does, the importance of that income protection cover as well.
Yeah. And again, they're saying, please, if you can't keep your cover in place, contact us. So I'm not saying they're going to give you a waiver. I'm saying go and have conversations with your broker, go and have conversations with your insurer. And then again, if this is really, really dire, go and have those conversations. And I think that is, obviously that's all we can keep saying is don't stick your head in the sand, make some calls and
don't
see what...
Don't despair. Just take some action. It might be painful. It might be scary, but just take some sort of action so that, when all of this is done, you're not in a worse off position than when you went in.
Yeah. And the other one that I'm also getting some feedback on at the moment are a lot of these contractual savings. So say, for example, a retirement annuity that, you can't miss your premiums. You may have an insurance policy, an insurance-backed RA or endowment policy. So, for example, mutuals come to us and saying, if 6 months' premiums have been paid, we allow the customer to make the policy paid up. If they revive the policy within 6 to 12 months. So there's a lot of that. I also actually asked the banks about breaking a fixed deposit. So say, for example, you urgently need money and your money's in a... So I haven't a response yet, but I'm sure those are the kinds of things they definitely can come to the party with. I mean, if you've got a 5-year fixed deposit and you're suddenly in a situation where you need the cash, then I imagine that, they'll waive penalties and things like that. So I think those are the things, again, you've just got to, go and find out. Don't just assume that they're not going to assist.
Yeah. So with banks, obviously, there will be quite a lot of support because I can imagine they'll be receiving quite a lot of calls throughout this period. So they are not shutting down. You can call your bank anytime, right?
Yes, and your insurers are all staying open, and that's a very important one. So if you have any claims that you need to make, they're all fully operational. I mean, I have to have huge sympathy for the financial industry right now, because whilst I was nagging them, and believe me, I was nagging them so all week, they would move it. They were literally, remember, they had to now move into emergency measures because they weren't all allowed to sit together. They're not, you know, their actual work environment has had to change. They've had to send people home with laptops. So all of that stuff. In fact, I was speaking to Debt Busters, the debt review guys. And that's another thing that's not clear yet, is what if you can't meet your debt review payments? So now that is all obviously going to come out with this, hopefully this announcement from the banks, because now the bank can say to a client that's their client directly, who's not under debt review, we're offering this, but what are they offering to people who are under debt review? And that's not clear yet.
Debt review is the last resort that you do have. So yeah. Now, what the very last resort you have, there's no solution for that. What do you do?
Yeah, so they are saying, look, they are obviously speaking to the banks at the moment, saying, could you make sure that any debt relief also gets passed on to your clients in debt review? So, I mean, I think really do feel everyone's trying to be rational about this. And they're not going to say, well, give it, we're not going to give to debt review. But, you know, I was chatting to Binay from Debt Busters. I think we've had his marketing guy on our podcast before. But he was just saying, you know, moving a call center of I don't know how many hundreds of people into small groups of 10 each and all the rest of it. And so you got to think for a moment what they're dealing with logistically, and then receiving. He told me their call volumes had doubled, literally doubled, with people just saying, "What if I can't make my payments?" So it is a time that I think we all need to understand that everybody is dealing with this. And then of course you're dealing with it on your personal level. So you're in a company environment. You're trying to sort out the company stuff, the client stuff, and then it's just your own personal home environment.
And your personal home stuff as well. It's a lot. It's a lot. I think all we can do really is, just have some patience with yourself, but take action as well.
Absolutely. And Mapula, the other one I'm also am worrying about is UIF. So I am on communication constantly with the head of comms at UIF, because I am getting so many people contacting me about UIF. People are being told today don't come back for 3 weeks, and they just don't know what to do. So they're being handed forms by their employer. What's happening? People who are on UIF, can they still go and collect their stuff from labor, the labor offices? That is chaos, just absolute chaos. Again, I'm trying to keep people informed as I get the information. But what I can tell you is that a special benefit has been arranged by the UIF, specifically for large employers, so that they've got one that they're going to take a benefit and they're actually going to work with the employer. So just for example, they're going to be paid out. The calculation will be based on your current salary, and the eventual payment will be on an income replacement rate. So they gave me this example. So they said the maximum threshold is 17,721. So if you earn 17,721, you will get 38% income replacement rate. So you would receive 6,733. So it's not like you're going to get your full salary. Yeah. So if you are the lowest paid worker at 3,500 rand a month, you will get, I think you will get 60% of that. And then there's a sliding scale thereafter. So it's not like this is going to replace it, but it is obviously some kind of relief. And then they're also saying if your employer wasn't one of the ones who they're offering that to, you can then apply for short-term or a reduced work benefit. So it's very important. And they said, we encourage domestic employers and employers with 10 or less workers to consider the reduced work time benefit. But this is done by the employer. So it's very important that you communicate with your employer.
Sure, Maya. And I think for me, what the situation is bringing to light is live below your means, which we always mention. Have that emergency fund, because you just never know what's going to happen. We did not think it was going to be a pandemic. We thought, you know, we always talk about a best tire or something like that. We did not think it's going to be a pandemic.
Gee, do we wish it was a burst tire, right?
I wish it was a freaking burst tire right now.
You know, I have to say, Mapula, I'm an optimist. My default setting is an optimist. So I am, and I always under panic. So people, and I never get caught up in panic. And but this is just keeping to getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm thinking, I should have been panicking way more than I have been. I've seriously under panicked on this.
I mean, I remember when you sent me an email and said, okay, what time are you doing the podcast today? You know, there's all this information that's happening. And you said, well, you'd be good to do it on Thursday. I'm like, you know what? I actually think I just need to talk to you, see your face, because you are the most calm person I know, the most optimistic person I know. So if you are panicking, I mean, I can't even be.
Sorry, Mapula. I shall get back my Zen state.
But I think for our listeners, you know what? I think it's a time to reflect. Don't be too scared. Come down, acknowledge what you're feeling, but also it's time to take action and say, okay, how do I want my financial life to be after this? You know, if it is going to impact you, we really are, our hearts are with you. But I think right now, more than ever, it's time for you to look at your overall financial life and say, what do I want and what will I learn out of this experience?
Absolutely. I mean, if that's the one thing to take out of this, is when we go on and on and on and on about an emergency fund, this is why we do it.
Yeah.
So this is it. Yeah, I agree. I think that is the one huge message, that maybe this will be the generation to realize that living on your, at the edge of your credit card and having no emergency funds is a problem. Because let me tell you one thing, Mapula, having a BMW with a massive repayment right now is not helping your status symbol at all, because it's parked inside and you can't go anywhere.
Who cares what's driving right now? Who cares? No one cares. You don't give.
Seriously, I'm sorry. I've been getting people asking me about your car. Remember we did the podcast and you were going to buy a car? What have you?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm actually so glad. So if you had asked me this question 2-3 weeks ago, I was still a little bit unsure. So I decided not to buy a car. And the reason why I decided not to buy a car, I actually don't want a Swift, Maya. I know it came highly recommended, but it didn't make me smile. It didn't leave, you know, me excited at all. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm a very patient person. My car is almost falling apart, but it actually is still going, right? So I'm patient enough to say, you know what? I can wait for a couple of months and put more money away, because I don't want to have high repayments, and actually get a car that I will try for the next 4 years and be happy about it, right? And I went back and I told Elton, I said, you know what? This is what's happening. And he's like, okay, no, you know what? I hear you. Then when the first message we got from the president that, you know what, this thing is getting out of hand, we have to practice social isolation and that type of stuff.
Distancing, social distancing, yeah.
Social distancing, yes, that's the correct term.
We're now social isolating, but we were only social distancing.
And I felt like, you know what, maybe this was a good decision, because I didn't want to have to make a big decision when, you know, you actually just don't know what's happening. I mean, my income is being affected at the moment. So I just felt like, you know what, I skipped a bullet with that one. And now with all this news, I mean, most of the stuff that I'm doing have been canceled or reduced, or somehow it has been impacted. So for me, I was just so happy that I could, it wasn't even foresight. It was just saying, you know what, I'm patient enough to wait to buy something that I actually do like. So patience when it comes to money also, I think that goes a long, 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 long way.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be reassessing our values going forward. But to our listeners out there, good luck. And we will be keeping the podcast going.
Yes.
So we'll be a form of entertainment. Yes. And contact us. Don't send angry things to us. I can't take any more anger. can't handle. But send us like, you know, nice things and we'll respond.
But also maybe one question we should ask. I actually thought, you know what, we should ask it on our social media pages, that what are some of the things that you're happy you did not purchase before this lockdown.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, on social media, onto it. Get onto it, my friend. So that's a wrap for today. If our listeners would like to learn more about these or any money-related topics, they can go to the City Press website or to your website,
womanandfinance.co.za,
or my website, mayaonmoney.co.za.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 064-554-3959. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Because we want to know what it is that you want to know. You've been listening to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, featuring contributors of the City Press Personal Finance Pages.